If you've been thinking about getting serious with your money, like actually serious, now's the time. The Motley Fool is offering new members 50% off their iconic stock recommendation service, Stock Advisor. This is the same service that's crushed the market with recommendations that have returned 1,057% since inception, compared to the S&P 500's 180% over that same period. This isn't guesswork. The Motley Fool has a track record of finding companies before they become household names. So if you want to invest smarter and you like saving money while doing it, go to fool.com/listen to claim your 50% off discount off a one-year term of Stock Advisor. Again, that's fool.com/listen. Returns of 1,057% are from the Motley Fool's product Stock Advisor and measured against S&P 500 returns of 180% as of July 10th, 2025. Past performance is not an indicator of future results. All investing involves a risk of loss. Individual investment results may vary.
Ooh. Oh, let me get another swig of that. Hold on. What's up, good people? It's time for another session of that verbal cardio. Look at this gallon right here. I started this gallon fresh this morning. Started this gallon fresh at about 10:17. I cracked this baby open. Look at it now. Look at it now, man. 10:17. It is now 1:32. And I'm already this deep in the game. I'm balls deep in this gallon of water. I want y'all drinking more water out here on the streets. On the streets, in your house, at your job, at your school, at whatever you do. I want you drinking that water. I want you drinking it. I want you taking it in. I want you to really mentally focus and take it in. I want you to look at that water. I want you to be mindful of your water intake every single day. I want you to be like, yo, man, I got to really get some water. I want you thinking about it. I want you respecting this here, man. I want you thinking about water. I know life be lifing. You got bills coming in. You're stressed. You got deadlines. You got work. You got kids. You got significant other stressing you out. You got family problems. You got health issues. You got a lot going on. But hey, man, let me tell you something. Squeeze in some time to get your water in. Because water's going to help you out. Water's going to help you out with all that. You know what I'm saying? You having health issues, water is a good thing to drink to help you out with that. It's going to help. It's going to benefit you in some kind of way. You know what I'm saying? You getting stressed out, you know what I'm saying? Just drink a sip of water. Man, get some water, man. Get him some water. Respect that, man. Get that water in you. Get that water up in you, man. It's going to be good. It ain't going to do nothing but benefit your life. It's going to uplift your life. It's going to make your life a little bit better, man. Get that water in your system. Take it in. And room temp if you can. More room temp, man. Get that water in. And you're going to be finding conflicting reports on the internet. Like, nah, they say cold water. They say room temp water. You know, this, that, and the third, man. You're going to find... anything in life right now, you're going to find the contrary, no matter what it is. But I guarantee you, if you out here drinking that water, and I know a lot of y'all be like, I don't like the room temp. I need it to be cold. I need ice sprinkles in there. I need shards of ice in my water. I need shards. I get it. Drink your cold water, but also just squeeze in some room temp for your organs. Let your organs be able to take in that room temp goodness, man. All right? I want y'all drinking it. With every meal, I want you drinking water. I don't want you drinking no sugary drinks when you eat. I don't want you washing your food down with coffee and margaritas and sodas and the carbonated sweetness. I want you just drinking regular water with your meal. That's what I want, man, because I care about y'all, man. I care about your lives. I care about your livelihood. I care about your energy. I care about your skin tone, your complexion. I care about your hydration because that's going to fuel everything else in your life, man. Get in on this water, man. It's my co-host extraordinaire, man. I got a mirror on the ones and twos back up in here, and we in here, man. It's a glorious May day. May is the best month of the year. May is the best month of the year. It's been confirmed. It's fact. Don't go on the internet looking for stuff on the contrary. May is the best month of the year. It's fact. It's law. It's written. It could be proven scientifically. May is cracking. Shout out to my mom. My mom's birthday was May 14th. On Mother's Day, my mom's birthday was the same day. It's double up. Shout out to DC Irvin, my boy, my co-host on Daddy Issues. His birthday was May 15th. Shout out to my brother Scott. His birthday is coming up. It's May 22nd. Shout out to Janet Jackson, Kenesha Buss, Clayton Thomas, London Brown. May is just full of just birthdays, man. So shout out to all the May babies out here. My birthday is also this month. My birthday is May 17th. So is that, I'm about to be 46. I'm about to be the big 4'6". 4'6". I don't know what happens at 46. It's not a landmark year, but I appreciate another year of life. I'm about to be 46. I don't know what's going to change. I'm going to probably still be acting the same. I'll probably still be eating the same. This is 46. This is what 46 looks like, y'all. And you know what's keeping me alive all these years? Goddamn water, man. We out here, man. You know how Ja Morant pulls out a pistol every time? I'll pull out some water. This is my pistol. This is my pistol right here. You know what I'm saying? I'm the water version of Ja Morant. I'm like, oh, we live? Ja Morant, I'm going to need you to pull out water instead of pistols. I want you to pull water out instead of pistols, bro. You got a lot to lose. You got a lot to lose, Ja Morant, man. So much talent. So much raw, athletic talent. You know what I'm saying? You got money lined up. You got money lined up. You the young face of the NBA. The future is yours. The world is yours. You can look up at a blimp right now and be like, the world is yours, but you're going to mess it up. Don't be like Tony Montana. Tony Montana messed it all up. Just being reckless. Stop pulling the pistol out. Stop pulling the pistol out. Everybody got pistols, man. Pistol. Everybody got pistols. It means nothing. Don't pull them out on your live. Don't pull them out in your videos. Don't pull them out on your FaceTimes. Don't pull out the pistols. The only time pistols should be pulled out is if you're at the gun range or you're actually shooting at somebody, breaking into your home. Then you can pull a pistol. But just showing the pistol just because you got the pistol, stop showing us the pistol. You want to pull out something, pull out your contract. Pull out your fat, big booty ass contract from the NBA. Pull that out. $100 million, man. Pull those contracts out. Pull that out. Pull out your bright future that you got. Pull that out. Pull out a basketball, man. Pull a basketball out. Every time you on live, every time you on the phone or whatever, pull that basketball out. That's what has changed your life, bro. The basketball has changed your life for the better. It's changed the life of you, your family, your friends, everybody around you. Basketball has done that. The pistol ain't been there for you. The pistol ain't been there for you. The pistol didn't turn you into a millionaire. The pistol didn't introduce the masses to you, man. Stop pulling out the pistol. Pull that basketball out. If I'm in Ja Morant's camp, I'm like, yeah, give me the gun. Here's the basketball. Give me the gun. Here's the basketball. Man, pull the basketball out. And if you don't want to carry the big booty basketball, just get the little joints. Just pull out a basketball every time. You talking to us, you on live, you at the club, whatever you into, you at the strip club, yeah, girl, you know what I'm talking about, you feel me? Pull that basketball out. That's what's more impressive. Basketball is not ruining lives out here. Pistols ruin lives. Pistols can ruin endorsements. Pistols can ruin lives. Pistols can just change things for the worse. Pull that basketball out, man. I implore you, Ja Morant. Your future is as bright as the sun, bro. Stop pulling out that pistol. It serves no purpose. Pull that basketball out, bro. That's what I want to see this in your lives, in your videos. I want to see you holding the basketball. Don't be corny and pulling out cash. Don't do that. But pull out that basketball, because that basketball represents so much more. And that basketball is responsible for the life you are living now. Remember that, man. The pistol is toxic. Stop doing it. Stop doing it, bro. Martha Stewart out here. Sports Illustrated. Out here in the little swimwear. Martha Stewart. I see what you're doing out here, Martha Stewart. You living your life. That's what the hell's going on. You living your life. Oh, excuse me. Let me turn off. Hey, listen, everybody in the IG Live, you want to see the rest of this episode live, join my Patreon. Click the link in my bio. Join the Patreon. If not, just watch the episode when it drops on Thursday. I forgot I was even on the live still, y'all. Shout out to Jay Finesse, Larita, Latoya Larkin, Aries Torres, to Jesse, KC, A. Marie, Sherry Tucker, Chris Reynolds, Jamal B., Keisha Clark, Miranda Cummings, Struggle Beard Baker. Where you been, Struggle Beard? Salim, Julia, Aries Torres, Badmon Beyond, KC, Deo, Larita. Once again, I already gave you a shout out. Jamal B., King Panda, Miss Ma'am, Candid Cammy, Coco Puff, Julia Henson, Latoya Henry, Jay Thomas, Sherry Tucker, man. I appreciate y'all. Thanks for pulling up, man. I appreciate y'all, man. Y'all already know I love y'all passionately in the shower. But let's talk about what's real, man. Martha Stewart. Martha Stewart is out here in the swimwear, y'all. She out here. You know what I'm saying? Sports Illustrated, Martha Stewart. Martha Stewart, first of all, is 81 years old. First of all, first and foremost, Martha Stewart is 81 years old. Let me look at this spread real quick. Let me look at the. Okay, she out here with the orange curtain over the top. You know what I'm saying? She out here on the beach, on the elbow lean on the beach. Legs crossed over with the big sun hat. You got to protect your skin when you're 81 years old and you're an 81-year-old white woman. You got to protect that skin from the sun. Everybody got to protect the skin from the sun first and foremost. But when you're 81 and white, you got to double up on the sun protection. You feel me? She out here on the elbow lean. I'm talking R&B. Y'all know the R&B lean. This right here, the elbow lean, classic. That's when you knew you was going to get a fire R&B album, the elbow lean. She out here, legs crossed. Oh, she took the orange curtain off. She out here, toes out. Martha Stewart, 81 years old, living your life out here in the swimwear. I see what you're doing out here. Martha Stewart, I see what you're doing. You ex-con living your life to the fullest woman you. I see what you're doing out here. Martha Stewart, man. Age ain't nothing but a number. I know it's creepy to say age ain't nothing but a number because I think about the Aaliyah album and R. Kelly was a creep. So he was like, man, we can call it age ain't nothing but a number. He was being creepy and shit. But age ain't nothing but a number. You as young as you feel. You are as young as you feel. I know I'm about to be 46. I honestly feel like I'm in my 20s. Besides my knees. My knees feel like they was established BC. I got BC knees. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, 2000 BC, that's when my knees were forged, and then they still here holding on by a thread. But everything else, my mentality, my vibe, my whole thing, I feel like I'm in my 20s, man. I'll be like, yo, I'm really paying my bills. I really raised children to be men. I'm paying bills, you know what I'm saying? I'm responsible. I'm running errands and completing tasks. I'm paying for my registration. I'm paying my light bill. I'm paying my gas bill. The gas bills have been ridiculous, by the way. Gas bills have been off the chain. Gas bills just been making up prices lately. I don't know what's going on with the gas bills, but they need to chill. Gas bills have been off the goddamn chain. The gas bills been pulling out pistols in the live. That's what the gas bill been doing. My gas bills have been crazy lately. I'm like, man, what's going on? What's happening here with the... I'll tell y'all, I'm going to put my business out here on the street. I'm going to tell y'all exactly how much my gas bills are. I'm going to tell you, you think I'm bullshit. You think I'm lying? Let me tell you something. All right, my last bill. Is this the latest bill? May 4th. May 4th. See, now my gas bill has leveled off, so now it's going back to, like, some rates that make sense. So my latest bill is $31, and that's what I'm used to. But my projected bill for next month is going to be $66. But that's not the ridiculous part. Let's go back to April. April, my bill was $90. Oh, wait, no, it was $18. But the projected next bill, man, what the hell y'all doing? Wait, hold on, y'all, hold on. This sounds like I'm crazy, but listen. All right, listen to this bill. Oh, wait, hold on. Okay. My May bill, this is the May bill, $139, right? Okay. $139 for the gas. That's for gas. $139. The bill before that, $238.54. $238.54. That was my gas bill. That's what I paid the gas company in March. $238. See, the bill tracker be off. But then when you get that real bill, that's what I was reading to y'all, the bill tracker. That's fumbling, man. All right, let's see. Let's look at this bill. Yep, $238 due by April. Let me look at another bill. Okay. My bill that I paid on March 1st, $409.85, the gas bill. That was my gas bill from February. It was due March 8th. $409.85. I'm used to gas bills being $30, $40, $50, $60. $409.85. They want to put the cherry on top with the 85 cent. It's getting ridiculous, man. I'm like, yo, what's going on with the gas bill? $409, man. And they just taking it out the account. They just taking it out my account. I'm just like, ah, come on, man. Let me look at another bill. The bill from January. $239.56. And they just pulling up, taking it out. Because I put it on auto pay. So they just taking this money out. They making up prices. Why is my gas bill this? Why is my gas bill $400-some? It shouldn't be that expensive to heat the crib, man. Come on, man. I wonder if I do got a broken meter. Maybe I need to ask my landlord, how much was your gas bill when you was here? Because this is ridiculous. This is crazy. I don't know, man. I ain't with it. I ain't with it at all, player. Chatsworth. Before I go to the Chatsworth. So BET right now has a voting bracket that they got going on right now on BET. The greatest rap crew of all time. Greatest rap crew. So they got the groups, and you can pull up and vote. Here's what we got going on. So they got everything bracketed out, so, you know, certain crews are going head-to-head. So I'm going to give y'all the crews, all right? Wu-Tang Clan versus Dreamville. I feel like they set Dreamville up. They set Dreamville up for the loss. Come on, man. Why would you set Dreamville up like that? You set them up. Dreamville, that's the first round. That's the first bracket. They set Dreamville up to lose. Now, no disrespect to Dreamville. No disrespect to Dreamville. But come on, man. Wu-Tang Clan versus Dreamville. Dreamville got a talented roster, but come on, man. Why would you do that? You know it's Wu-Tang Clan. Man, come on, man. Wu-Tang Clan was revolutionary. We got the Native Tongues versus the Juice Crew. So the Native Tongues, that's A Tribe Called Quest, that's De La Soul, that's Jungle Brothers, that's Queen Latifah, that's Moni Love. Versus the Juice Crew, which is MC Shan, Big Daddy Kane, Kool G Rap, Master Ace, Craig G, Mr. Magic, Marley Marl, Biz Markie, and Roxanne Shante. Oh, also in Native Tongues, I forgot to include Black Sheep. They're also in the Native Tongues. Now, surprisingly, people voted, the Juice Crew won. The Juice Crew won. I disagree. Even though they got Kool G Rap and Big Daddy Kane up in here, I disagree. Because, you know, outside of Kane and Kool G Rap, Master A's got some dope-ass underground projects, but, like, Tribe Called Quest and De La Soul had groundbreaking albums. Tribe, arguably, they got multiple classics. Tribe Called Quest is just, you know, their pedigree is just, it's crazy. But the Juice Crew is to be respected lyrically. But I feel like we got Big Daddy Kane, though. Big Daddy Kane is a goddamn force to be reckoned with. Like, Big Daddy Kane was just, he was Big Daddy Kane, man. I would pick the Native Tongues overall for me myself, on the strength of Tribe and De La Soul. If we talking about the totality of it all. MC Shan, though, MC Shan was dope, but does MC Shan have a classic record? Does MC Shan have an album that could hold up against Me, Myself, and I, De La Soul Is Dead, Midnight Marauders, Low End Theory, People's Instinctive Travels? Does MC Shan? Cause I'm looking at your discography. I'm looking at the discography. Does MC Shan have that? He got a classic battle when they went up against, you know, BDP and all of that, but you know what I'm saying? And Kool G Rap. Kool G Rap is phenomenal too. I forgot about Kool G Rap. Kool G Rap is. Now, mind you, if these two crews went head to head in a battle, I'm going with the Juice Crew. 100%. If they battled, I'm be like, yo, let me get the Juice Crew. But in terms of catalog and legacy, it's just like those classic projects and those classic moments. I got to go with the Native Tongue. Oh, the symphony is incredible. God damn, the symphony, man. The symphony is just incredible. It's just bar none. But the Juice, the people voted for the Juice Crew, but me, myself, I'm just going for the scenario. The scenario versus the symphony. The scenario versus the symphony. What we going with? Master Ace has some incredible projects called Long Hot Summer and Disposable Arts. Fire. All right, we're moving forward. And this is the East Coast side of the bracket, by the way. East Coast side of the bracket. All right. The Bad Boy Family versus Rough Riders. Bad Boy Family includes Puff Daddy, Notorious B.I.G., Craig Mack, Mace, Lil' Kim, Lil' C's, The Lox, Black Rob. Versus Rough Riders. DMX, Jadakiss, Styles P, Sheik Looch, Eve, Swiss Beats, Drag On. Who you got? Bad Boy Family, Rough Riders. People in the chats were Rough Riders, DMX, Bad Boy based on Biggie and The Lox, Rough Riders all day, The Lox versus The Lox, Rough Riders, it's a slugfest, Bad Boy, Bad Boy, Bad Boy, Lox were Rough Riders and Bad Boy. Oh, they were on both. Oh. Oh, The Lox were on both. This is true. This is true. So since The Lox are on both, do they cancel each other out? We can't use The Lox on either side. So now we going DMX. We going DMX, Eve, Swiss Beats, Drag On versus. Because The Lox is, you're going to have The Lox either way. But now you're going to have different Lox projects, though. Do you prefer the Rough Riders Lox or do you prefer the Bad Boy Lox? P. Diddy, Notorious B.I.G., Craig Mack, Mace, Lil' Kim. First of all, Lil' Kim wasn't on Bad Boy. So I don't know. Lil' Kim was on Atlantic. She was never on Bad Boy Records. Huh. Man, I don't know, man. I might have to go with Bad Boy. Here's why I'm going. Because the Lox is off the table. So we got DMX versus Notorious B.I.G. We doing the captain's head-to-head. Captain's head-to-head. I'm picking Biggie over DMX. No disrespect. They both passed away. They're both gone. It's dark and hell is hot versus Ready to Die. I'm going Ready to Die. You know, flesh of my flesh, blood of my blood versus life after death. I'm going life after death. Biggie was just Biggie. So I'm a lean towards Biggie. And then it would be, you know what I'm saying? Lil' Kim ain't on Bad Boy, though. I know she in the mix. She included in it, but she wasn't on Bad Boy. Because it's like Eve versus Lil' Kim or like, you know what I'm saying? Mace versus, if we want to look at the production element of it, P. Diddy versus Swiss Beats. I feel like this. Puff Daddy's album is superior to any Swiss Beatz album. The No Way Out album versus any Swiss Beatz album. I'm going to have to go No Way Out. Mae's Harlem World versus who? Drag On? You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go with that Mae's Harlem World. Mae's Harlem World was a good time. I don't even know if I really even took in the Drag On album. Honestly. Yeah. But the Lox debut album on Bad Boy versus the Lox album on Rough Riders. We Are the Streets versus Money, Power, and Respect. The Money, Power, and Respect single is arguably the best Lox single ever constructed as a single, arguably. I think Money, Power, and Respect is their crown jewel as a group. So therefore, that was on the Bad Boy album. See, it's tough. But then we got to count the Lox as solo acts. And I think I'm not sure if their solo albums was on Rough Riders. Not sure. The Lox is the key. Because to me, the Lox is superior to Mace. They are superior to Black Rob. They are superior to Lil' Kim. They are superior to P. Diddy for sure. And I feel like when you got the Lox and DMX together, that's potent. That's potency. But yeah, see, Jadakiss was on Def Jam. Man, I don't know, man. I still might go Bad Boy. I might go Bad Boy on that one. Sorry it took me so long to make it. Rockefeller versus G-Unit. Rockefeller versus G-Unit, all right? So, Rockefeller, we got Jay-Z, Beanie Siegel, Memphis Bleek, Freeway, Kanye West, Emil, Petey Crack, Young Chris, Neef Buck, Emilio Sparks, Cameron, Jim Jones, Juel Santana, Freaky Zeke versus G-Unit. We got 50 Cent, Tony Yayo, Lloyd Banks, Young Buck. And we also, they didn't have this here, but we also got to throw the game up in there. We got to throw the game in there. This one is easier for me. This is easy. Rockefeller. But the crazy part is G-Unit won the voting. Jay-Z over 50 for me when the captains go head-to-head. You know what I'm saying? Beanie Siegel over Young Buck. And then like Lloyd is strong. Lloyd is strong. Lloyd Banks. He could be over Memphis Bleek all day. But Tony Yayo, come on. Tony Yayo. And Rockefeller got Kanye. Man, Rockefeller. How did G-Unit win this? I'm just now piecing it together. How the hell did G-Unit win this against Rockefeller? How? This is the easiest one for me to pick. Well, Wu-Tang was easy too, but Rockefeller. I don't even know why I was sitting here trying to stretch it out. Come on. Just the sheer volume. It's just, come on. All right. I'm sorry I spent so much time on this, this topic on verbal cardio. Do y'all mind? Y'all good in the chats? Where is this fun? Y'all having a good time? You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, this is, this is, This is quite the conversation. This is quite the conversation. So, you know, I know verbal cardio, we usually all over the place topic-wise, but man, listen, we got to talk about this serious business, and this is of the utmost importance. Good music versus the Saint Lunatics. I'm going to tell you right now, before I even pull up the roster, good music, before I even click on anything, I ain't even got the look. But I'm going to look just because, but come on, man. Come on. All right. Good music. We got Kanye West, Big Sean, Pusha T, Kid Cudi, Saha the Prince, Common, Consequence, Yasin Bey, 2 Chainz. Why? I don't even know why I'm even about to click on St. Lunatics. This is unfair. No disrespect to the St. Lunatics and St. Louis and Nelly and the whole camp, but come on, man. Come on. It's Nelly, Ali, Murphy Lee, Kiwan, City Spud, Slow Down. Come on, man. This is just landslide.org. No disrespect. What Nelly did was some epic shit. Nelly has one of the highest selling rap albums of all time, and his follow up ain't no slouch. Nellyville and Country Grammar did some wild shit. But come on, man. Come on. As a crew. Landslide.org. All right. We got Shady versus Bone Thugs. In the Shady camp, we got Eminem, Proof, Bazaar, Yellow Wolf, Slaughterhouse, D12, Obie Trice, 50 Cent, Stat Quo. Shady looking robust. Versus Bone Thugs. We got Crazy Bone, Busy, Flesh, Wish, Lazy, Poetic Hustlers, and Too True. Come on, man. Come on, who put this together? Who put this together? This is unfair, man. Shady. Eminem, 50 Cent? Come on, man. Come on. Too True? Come on. All right. We in the Midwest now. By the way, this is the Midwest section. So, we got the Soulquarians versus Griselda. I'm a fan of Griselda, but I'm also a fan of the Soulquarians. So, Soulquarians, we got the Roots, Common, Slum Village, / J Dilla. Versus Griselda. And we got Conway the Machine, West Side Gun, Benny the Butcher, Armani Caesar. For pure legacy and airplay and connection, because I'm a big Griselda fan. I'm all in on Griselda right now. I'm all, every project they put out, I'm all in, I'm pulling up. Benny the Butcher is like my guy. But God damn it, man, the Soulquarians, the Roots, Common and Slum Village, J Dilla, I gotta go with them. I have to. The Roots is my favorite hip-hop group. Common is one of my favorite MCs of all time. J Dilla is one of my favorite producers. It was just, come on, man. And I wish Griselda went up against somebody else, but I just gotta go Soulquarians, man. Now, Hypnotized Minds versus CMG? Oh yeah, CMG. So, okay. So Hypnotized Minds consists of 3-6 Mafia. That's DJ Paul, Juicy J, Gangsta Boo, Lord Infamous, Crunchy Black, Koopsta, Nicka, Project Pat, Lil White. All right. versus CMG. CMG includes Yo Gotti, 42 Doug, ESTG, Moneybag Yo, Glorilla. Come on, man. See, CMG is hot right now. But goddamn it, I'm going with the Hypnotized Minds. Now, mind you, I'm gonna be transparent and clear. Neither one of these crews do I listen to heavy. But 3-6 Mafia, for one thing, they got an Oscar. They got an Academy Award at the crib. That's for one thing. And Project Pat influenced so many other rappers. If you like Gucci Man, Gucci Man is born of Project Pat. 3-6 Mafia, Tear the Club. I mean, come on. I'm going with Hypnotized, man. And I'm going to tell you who won the vote. So Soul Quarians won over Griselda. Hypnotized Minds won over CMG. Shady won. Good Music won. G Unit won. Rough Riders won. Juice Crew won. Wu-Tang won. Now we go over to the other side. The West. We over here on the West, and then we're going to dip into the dirty side. The Death Row Family versus the Hieroglyphics. Death Row includes Dr. Dre, Snoop, Nate Dogg, Corrupt, Daz Dillinger, Lady of Rage, RBX, Tupac, Sam Snead, Warren G. Come on, man. You set the Hieroglyphics up, man. Come on. Hieroglyphics includes Souls of Mischief, Dale the Funky Homo Sapien, Casual, Pep Love, Domino, DJ Tory. Man, come on. As potent as the Hieroglyphics are, and they are dope. Souls of Mischief, 93 Until Infinity, one of the best hip-hop songs ever crafted. But that Death Row shit is just goddamn legendary. Dr. Dre, Snoop, Tupac, Alone. Come on, man. It's Death Row. Come on, and Death Row won that. Now, N.W.A. versus the Soul Assassins. N.W.A. includes Eazy-E, Dr. Dre, Ice Cube, MC Ren, DJ Yella, the D.O.C., and Above the Law. The Soul Assassins includes Cypress Hill, House of Pain, Funk Dubus, and the Hooligans. Come on, man. Come on. Cypress Hill is legendary. But come on. Dr. Dre, Ice Cube, Eazy-E. Come on, man. You know what's happening here, man. You know it's goddamn NWA. No disrespect to Cypress Hill. The House of Pain's Jump Around is just chef's kiss. But come on, man. Come on. West Coast, we still on West Coast. TDE versus Odd Future. TDE includes Kendrick Lamar, Schoolboy Q, Absol, J-Rock, Isaiah Rashad, Reason. Hey, you need to throw SZA in there. I know she don't rap, but come on. Versus Odd Future. Tyler, the Creator, Earl Sweatshirt, Frank Ocean, Casey Veggies, Haji Beats, Domo Genesis, Sid the Kid. Odd Future is potent. There's some good-ass artists up in here, man. Tyler, the Creator, is a monster. Goddamn Frank Ocean. These and Sid the Kid, they really came into the game and just smacked the shit out of it. And arguably, you know what's saving TDE against Odd Future? Is that goddamn Kendrick Lamar. Kendrick Lamar is the saving grace because I love J-Rock. I love Schoolboy Q. Absol, to me, is one of the most gifted MCs working today. But I don't always feel the production. But man, this battle is closer than you realize. But Kendrick Lamar will go down as one of the best rappers to have ever came out. Kendrick Lamar will go down as one of the best rappers to ever exist. So on the strength of Kendrick Lamar, I'm going with TDE. But this is a great matchup, man. J-Rock is one of the most improved MCs. Like his growth lyrically is one of the most pronounced in rap. But man, that's a good one. I'm going to go with TDE. The voters picked TDE as well. TDE. I said TDE. The next matchup, Sick With It versus the Dangerous Crew. Now, Sick With It includes E-40, The Click, Sugar T, Be Legit, Neff the Pharaoh, Mr. Malik, Selly Cell, D-Shot, Turf Talk. Versus Dangerous Crew, which includes Too Short, Dangerous Dame, Ant Banks, Spice One, Rappin' Forte, Pooh Man, Goldie, Father Dom. Damn. Me personally, I would lean towards Dangerous Crew in the totality of it, but E-40, because it's like E-40 versus Short, it's like, it's tough. But I might lean towards the Dangerous Crew overall. Rapping Forte. I remember Rapping Forte at the Players Club. I was quoting Rapping Forte this past weekend. And I used to like Spice One, man. Spice One was bringing it back in the day, man. I might have to go Dangerous Crew on this one. But this people voted for Sick With It. Next up, we got YMCMB. Young Money, Cash Money. Versus Grand Hustle. Young Money, Cash Money. We got Lil Wayne, Juvenile, BG, Manny Fresh, Birdman, Lil Turk, Drake, Nicki Minaj, Tyga, Mac Maine. Jesus Christ. Come on, man. Come on. Y'all did it again, man. Come on. Give these other crews a chance. Grand Hustle, T.I., B.O.B., Trader Truth, Travis Scott, Young Dro. Now, Grand Hustle ain't as soft as you think. T.I. is legendary. One of the best to ever do it. Not even just from the South. One of the best to ever do it. B.O.B. was buzzing heavy, and then he just disappeared. Trader Truth has been consistent, but I feel like he never reached his full potential in terms of the music. He's a brilliant humanitarian, but I feel like he's still kind of underground in terms of, like, the music. Travis Scott is a bona fide superstar. Travis Scott is a superstar out here. And then we got Young Dro. But. Lil Wayne, Drake, Nicki Minaj. Come on. Drake is one of the biggest things in music still. Period. Not just rap. Music. Period. Lil Wayne was legendary, man. A million in a week, man. Lil Wayne is just God tier in terms of legendary status. And Nicki Minaj, hater or lover, she's still out here killing. She done slid back a little bit and came back with a vengeance. Come on, man. Gotta go with the YMCB. YMCM, my bad. No Limit versus Rap-A-Lot. No Limit includes. First of all, No Limit should include. It'll take me about 30 minutes to include everybody that's on No Limit records. No Limit, Master P, Mystical, Silk the Shocker, C Murder, Mia X, Lil Romeo, Magic, Fiend, Young Bleed, Currency, 504 Boys versus Rap-A-Lot. Rap-A-Lot, we got Ghetto Boys, which includes Scarface, Willie D, Buckshot Bill, Big Mike, Fifth Ward Boys, Gangsta Nip, Too Much Trouble, Trey, Trader Truth, Zero, Devin the Dude. This is where I get my revenge, because now I can utilize Traded Truth again, because I like Traded Truth. For me personally, Rap-A-Lot. I love Devin the Dude, and I think Scarface is one of the best to ever do it. I think Scarface is one of the best to ever do it. And for me, it's easy. It's Rap-A-Lot easily for me. I know y'all going to be attached to the No Limit, and, you know, it's a force to be reckoned with. But for me personally, I didn't listen to No Limit records like that. I would cherry pick here and there. But Rap-A-Lot, Scarface alone, the Ghetto Boys, Scarface, Devin the Dude, Traded Truth, Big Mike, Something Serious. Rap-A-Lot for me. But the people voted for No Limit. We still in the Dirty South. Quality Control versus So-So Def. Quality Control includes Migos, Lil Baby, City Girls, Lil Yachty. I didn't even know that was the name of the label they was all under. I ain't even know. That's a potent-ass roster in terms of notoriety and buzz. Versus So-So Def, Jermaine Dupri, Criss Cross, The Brat, Bow Wow, Ghost Town DJs, Lil Jon and the East Side Boys, them Franchise Boys. For me, I feel like this is where age plays a factor in my decision. I'm more familiar and embedded in the So-So Def. I just grew up listening to whatever they was putting, Crisscross. Goddamn, I was there on the front line. I was there on the front lines for all of this. So-So Def. Now, Bow Wow, I was kind of, you know, I was too old for Bow Wow, but what he was doing was crazy. You know, he was the king of 106 and Park. That can't be understated. And Lil Jon and the East Side Boys, that shit was a goddamn movement. Lil Jon transcended everything. And Jermaine Dupri alone is a force to be reckoned with for the songs he wrote for R&B groups, what he was able to put together for R&B and rap. Quality Control, though, Migos, Lil Baby. Migos came in like a tidal wave, and Lil Baby's the guy right now. But, hell, the City Girls can't hold a candle to the Brat's lyrical ability. Can't even hold a goddamn. The Brat was the first female MC to go platinum. I'm going with So-So Def. And So-So Def also got the votes, so they won. And finally, MMG versus the Dungeon Family. MMG includes Rick Ross, Wale, Meek Mill, Staley, Gunplay. Versus the Dungeon Family. Andre 3000, Big Boy. I don't even have to go through the rest of the Dungeon Family. I can just hush right now, but I'm going to give you the rest. CeeLo Green, Big Gip, Cujo, T-Mo, Rico Way, Sleepy Brown, Ray Murray, Killer Mike, Big Rube, Cool Breeze, Future, Witch Doctor. Come on, man. The Dungeon Family is about to low-key win this whole goddamn side. Well, they got to go up against Young Money. But the Dungeon Family, for me. I mean, Rick Ross and them didn't stand a goddamn chance. This was landslide right here. This is probably the biggest. No, it wasn't the biggest landslide. But it's one of the. They didn't have a chance. Outkast alone. And then Future, as much as I don't like Future's music, I am crystal clear in knowing their future changed music. His influence is just all over the goddamn place. You would be a fool not to acknowledge and accept that. I might not be a fan, but I do know the influence he has put on this game. So the Dungeon Family. And the Dungeon Family got the vote. So next time on Verbal Cardio, we will see where they're at in the new matchups, because it's all bracketed, and you know they do this, I guess, weekly, so you get a chance to vote. So it'll be different crews going up against different crews on the next one. We got Wu-Tang versus the Juice Crew. We got Rough Riders versus G-Unit. We got Good Music versus Shady. We got Soul Quarians versus Hypnotized Mind. We got So-So Def versus the Dungeon Family. We got YMCMB versus No Limit. We got TDE versus Sick With It. We got Death Row versus NWA. Now, that's going to be a tough one. Death Row versus NWA, that's going to be big tough. Crazy. That was fun, man. That was mad fun. Peeps, give me some quick this or that's before we get out of here, man. Before we get out of here, give me some quick this or that's. What's on your hearts? What y'all got queued up? I know my patron saints is ready. What we got? Lana asks, Biscuits or peanut butter? Wow. You just going, you just coming out swinging, huh? Lana had that locked and loaded. You had that locked and loaded. Biscuits versus peanut butter. Peanut butter is the guarantee that it's going to be good. Biscuits be hit and miss depending on who made the biscuits, who orchestrated these biscuits. The consistency and the integrity of the biscuit itself is very important. So it's like there's more room for error with the biscuits. Are the biscuits too hard? Do they got flavor? Are they buttery? Do they need the butter? Do they need the extra additives? Are they flat? Are they bland? Peanut butter is a guarantee. I'm already knowing I'm all in. Now, some peanut butters, depending on which peanut butters you get, you got to jazz it up. You got to mix it. If you get the peanut butter with the oil and everything on top, you got to mix it together. Sometimes you might have to add some honey to it. Sometimes you might have to, depending on what you want. But the peanut butter is going to be a good time guaranteed. But the biscuits, I can diversify better with the biscuits. I can have an egg biscuit sandwich. I can have even though I don't eat meat anymore, I can have like some I can have an Impossible biscuit, or I can have like a, you know, it's so much I can do with the biscuits. Or I can just have the jam in the biscuit. Or I can just be eating the biscuit and be perfectly happy with my lips chapped while I'm chewing. No wash down. Like a good ass biscuit, I'll be. And then I don't have as much guilt after the biscuit. Like, after I had some peanut butter, I'd be Guilty McGee. I'd be Gil-T. That's my name. Gil, G-I-L-L-T-T-E-E, after the peanut butter. Because I'd be wanting to eat the whole jar of the peanut butter. Now, what cracks me out is the peanut butter. Like, I can just crack out. Biscuits, I got a little bit more self-control with the biscuits. But here in my current lifestyle, where I'm avoiding, I had a spoonful of peanut butter for the first time last night in a long time. So, but I'm still out here being a biscuit head. So I'm going to just go biscuits. Simply because I'm still indulging in biscuits. But which one can crack me out? Peanut butter. All right. So, Jay Thomas asks, sweet grits, and I mean sweet, but when you eat them, you gain infinite knowledge, or savory grits, but you lose vision in one eye. So if I eat sweet grits, I gain infinite knowledge. But if I eat the savory grit, you a sweet gritter. You are a sweet gritter. I think you set this question up so I will purposely pick sweet grits. It's blatant. It's obvious. You set this up to where I'll be like, sweet grits. And then you can clip that and be like, yo, Tony said sweet grits, y'all. This is a setup. Nobody's picking losing the vision. Why would anybody pick that? This is a petty question. You're banned from the questions. You're done for, Jay Thomas. You're done. You're banned. You got a suspension. Actually, it's not a complete ban, but you're suspended. You did that on purpose. And I'm losing vision in one eye. Savory, goddammit. Trying to set me up, man. Mikey Makes Zochi asks, biscuits or blueberry muffin? I'm going to go with the biscuit. Even though blueberry muffins are amazing, but sometimes they can be too much. I'm going to go with the biscuit. And I don't be out here prowling the streets for blueberry muffins. I'll be prowling for the biscuits. So biscuits on that one. KC asks, trap in a room with a big growling spider or a big hissing cockroach? How big we talking, man? Let's KC, how big we talking, bro? Or ma'am? Bro, ma'am. Bram. How big we talking? I think that I did a video about a growling spider, but I don't think that was a real spider growl. I think it was doctored up. Regular size in nature? Okay. So we talking about a big spider growling. I'm going to go with I'd rather be in the room with the hissing roach. I'd rather be in the room with the hissing roach. Because that growl is just going to be too intimidating, man. It's about intimidation. It's about intimidation. I'm going to be like, that roach going to be hissing like, I'm going to be like, man, shut up, man. Hush. But the growling spider, I'm going to be like, can you stop? Stop. Stop. Stop growling. You're scaring me. You know, I'll be softer on the, if I'm in the room with all that energy, I'm going to be softer on the stop. And that spider be like, stop. Mass soft. King Panda asks, bald or 360 waves? Bald. Bald me up, man. I like being bald. This bald head, man, it's magnificent. I really like being, but when I shave my head, let me tell y'all something. When I shave my head fresh, when I'm fresh off a shave, I look at myself in that mirror, I'll be like, God damn, man. Tone, man, you handsome, bro. I'll be really looking in that mirror. Like last night, I shaved my head. I was looking in that mirror, I was like, damn, man, how women be resisting this? How? How you not feeling this? For like, now it's fleeting, y'all. It's fleeting. It only lasts for like a few minutes. But I really be in that mirror like, how could you not get in on this, ladies? How can you not? It'd be like two strong minutes. I'd be like, how? How are you not feeling this? And then I start looking at myself too long, and I'll be like, oh, I can see how it's not your company. Now I lose confidence, then I leave. But for 2 minutes, I feel handsome as hell for two strong-ass minutes. I'll be like, man, there's no way. Look at yourself, Tone. Look at that head, man, shining and glistening. Man, look at your skin. Look at how masculine you look, Tone. I'll be like, yeah. Saying. And then I'd be like, all right, man, look out. Two strong minutes, I'll be feeling myself fresh after the shave. 2 minutes though. It don't last long. You gotta catch me right in that moment. I'll be wanting to post a pic every time. Be like, man, if I post this pic from the fresh shave, it's gonna shut the internet down. It's gonna shut the internet down. Look at this. It's just too handsome. All right, last question from Talee Heat. 90s music or 90s movies? The one not picked is gone forever. You piece of shit. See, these are the questions that just be like. So I got to pick 90s movies or 90s music. One is gone forever. Damn. Man, it's a lot of good movies in the 90s. You know what I'm saying? Jurassic Park, Independence Day, Bad Boys. You know what I'm saying? Goddamn. Terminator 2. Pulp Fiction, The Lion King, The Professional, True Romance, Friday, Money Talks, The Fifth Element, Rush Hour, Lethal Weapon 3, Batman Returns, Speed, Blade 1. Damn. Aladdin. I'm just thinking of the name. Malcolm X, Devil in the Blue Dress, Ricochet, Philadelphia, The Pelican Brief, Crimson Tide. Fallen. Titanic. I could live without Titanic. Romeo and Juliet. But the 90s music, though. The Chronic, Doggy Style, End of the Wu-Tang, 36 Chambers, all the Tribe albums, De La Soul is Dead, Stakes is High. Illmatic. The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. The Fugees, The Score, Tupac, Me Against the World, Mos Def, Black on Both Sides, Waiting to Exhale soundtrack, The Love Jones soundtrack. Dang, man. I'm losing. Huh. This is a trash question because it's so tough. Because I'll be going back listening to my albums. I would have to lose Love Deluxe by Sade. I would have to lose Anniversary by Tony. The Infamous by Mobb Deep. I'm losing the movies. I'm losing the movies begrudgingly. I got to come back to that music, man. I got to dabble. I listen to Illmatic on the regular. I listen to End of the Wu-Tang 36 Chambers on the regular. I got to keep the music, man. Oh, I got to keep the music. I can sit in the memory of the movies, but I need that music in my life. I need to, because I listen to music while I do other things. And, you know, I can still go to the 80s with the movies. I can be in the 2000s. I can be in the 70s. But give me that music from the 90s. Give it to me. Give it to me, man. You a piece of shit for that question, though. I just want you to know that. I want you to feel it in your spirit and in your heart. Anyway, I want to thank y'all for pulling up. I want to shout out to the Chatsworth that's here live. Shout out to the viewers that listen in every time it drops. Shout out to the people that just watched casually. Appreciate y'all. Spread the word about Verbal Cardio, man. Spread the word, man. Engage, comment, like, share. All these questions that I was asked, I want you to answer them in the comment section. What are your picks? Who you picking? Who you going with? in the Battle of the Crews, let me know, man. I want my comment section to be like a lounge where y'all hang out and discuss, talk shit, and we get in on this. Shout out to my patron saints, man. The beautiful community y'all are in here. Y'all was in here deep today. And I appreciate y'all. Don't forget to call Sabrina. I will call. And I appreciate y'all, man. Thank y'all so much. Until next time, y'all. Thank you for tuning in to another session of that verbal cardio.